Luke has given us a full account of these events we call Good Friday. As we have read, we have journeyed with Jesus through his questioning, beating, and last breaths on the cross. And that's Luke's intent. As followers of Jesus, we must follow him through everything. Luke also leads us by those who first followed Jesus. Twice in this account of the day's events, Luke mentions the women who followed him. There were several who watched Jesus pass while his cross was carried behind him. They could see his physical agony and that it would only worsen until his final breath on that cross. And they beat their breasts in anguish. And some speculate that this act signified anguish over their sin that caused harm. And I think we like that connection, our sin and that cross. This act of weeping, of beating breasts and beating the ground and the earth was a Mediterranean practice for women who were protesting death. That might not be how we do it, but we are certainly familiar with protesting death. I'll never forget the night that I was called to the pediatric ICU. This precious 18-month-old boy had been thrown from a car in an accident. After days in critical condition, he died. And his mother and his grandmother were overcome with emotion, and neither one were able to speak. They paced the room, occasionally collapsing to the floor or against the wall, pounding it with their fists. This is a visceral reaction of grief. It's a protest of death. It's begging God, why is his life over? Why did he have to die first? Will people ever know how amazing his life was? Protesting death is a desperation for a changed outcome. And that's what these women wanted, something different. Yet, Luke goes on to show us other women, including Mary, the mother of Jesus, standing silent. Luke first introduced us to Mary as she received the news of her anointing to be the mother of Jesus Christ. As a young girl, probably in her early teen years, we're told, she is chosen by God for this great mission. And we often attribute this to her purity. But if we do that alone, we miss so much of the Christ story. We miss the woman who nurtured Christ in herself and then in the world. We miss the woman who was more than the virgin girl we see depicted in blue, meek and mild Mary, gazing to the heavens at her mighty God. Because that Mary is silent, compliant, and passive. Mary, the mother of Jesus who brought the Son of God into this world and also watched as he died, was certainly chosen by her God for her fierce love and her passion to bring forth the kingdom of God. During Advent, I told you about a work of art by Ben Wildflower, and I think his presentation of her is just as relevant on Good Friday. He depicts Mary with one fist raised to the sky and the other foot stomping on a serpent. This is the Mary that raised Jesus the Christ. Jesus, who ate with those no one else ate with. Jesus, who restored the poor to their community. Jesus, who healed those that no one else wanted to touch. Jesus, who wrestled with his own tradition in order to extend grace to outsiders. Jesus, who turned over tables in the temple courts because people sought profit over godly community. Jesus, who would rather die than participate in the power structures of the world. Mary nurtured this Jesus, who brings the kingdom of God. And though Jesus was doing the work of Christ, Mary was part of it from the very beginning. She knew death was possible when working for peace. She knew death was possible when going against power. She knew death was possible, if not necessary, when creating something new. In fact, she had a deep knowing that new life can only come from death. This deep knowing is faith. Good Friday begs us to live in that faith too. This week, the world watched the tragic burning of the Notre Dame Cathedral in France. People around the world grieved the loss of beautiful and historic architecture. Even more said it represented losing that which they considered lasting or permanent. And when the fire was out and the damage surveyed, the cross remained. That cross said without words that death is a painful reality of life, but it does not have the last word. The same is true for the burning of churches in Landry Parish, Louisiana. That hope wasn't represented in a remaining unburned cross, but it was in the thousands of people recognizing the wealth of the cathedral and giving their funds instead to the people of Landry Parish to rebuild their small sanctuaries. Death dealing will not have the last word, though it does leave its mark on our lives. With faith, we stand in the sorrow. We mourn and we grieve. We fully experience the loss of that which we love, all the while fully expecting restoration of that life and love. We stand in a strange in-between place. When we stand there, we are standing with Mary and those other women. They were not stoic. Neither were they overcome by their emotion. They did not protest this death, but they felt it deeply. These women were fully embracing the powerful, the painful, and the purposeful reality of it all in Christ.